Thank you. Admiral Herring will be delayed just a few minutes, and so I will be starting the meeting since we do have a time sensitive. Whoops, I see him on. He's connecting. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Student Success Programs Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo Charter School and the Charter School of San Diego. I'm Mary Bixby. Len Herring is coming on, and he'll be on soon. He is the chairman of the board, and he will be facilitating the rest of this meeting. Let me take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group. Well, no, everybody knows everybody. David Cream, I see you're on.
Present.
Eric,
you're present.
On. Do I see you? Tip Morton.
Present.
Okay, and Admiral Herring, I see you're on.
I'm here.
Okay, I took the liberty of just starting the first part of the meeting, calling it to order. And if you could take it over, please, we're on 1.3.
Right, establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Motion to approve.
Very well. Second, thank you. Second. We're voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Present.
Is that a yes or no?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, good. Thank you. all right, motion passes. Moving on to item 1.4 is a Pledge of Allegiance. If we can please stand and recite after me. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Item 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.5 with recommendations from Mary, if there are any?
Motion to approve, Green.
Second, Morton.
Very well. Any discussion? Okay. We conduct a roll call for item 1.5. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
That's aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Right. Moving on. Item 2.0 is public comment. Public comment for items in the interest of the public to and within the scope of the Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment on either non-agenda or agenda items so use the raise hand feature on the Zoom to notify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item we'll have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I will equivocally decrease that time so that each speaker is in order to stay within the allotted time frame maximums. Item 2.1 are non-agenda public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the items not on the agenda?
There are none that we know of.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 2.2. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on any of the agenda items?
There are none.
Hearing or seeing none, we will move on. Item 3.0, a closed session. Announced, we will now close the session. We will now move to closed session to address the following items. Item 3.21, okay, it's conference with the labor negotiator and unprecedented employer, okay? Let it be noted that 8:13, we move to closed session. Okay, we are resuming open session, and the time is 8:17. There was no action taken in the closed session, and we are now moving on to the administrative items. First, let me make sure that we have everybody there. Myself, Scott's excused. David?
Aye.
Present. Present.
Okay, and Eric?
Present.
Good, we're ready to go. 5.1, consider approval of the 2022-23 one-time augmentation pay to executive director equivalent to 4% of the annual base salary. All other terms of current employment agreement remain unchanged. Are there any comments or issues that we need to be aware of, Mary?
None, you're already aware.
Who was that?
No additional comments.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.1?
So moved, Morton.
Green.
Very well. In a second, please.
Green second.
Very well. Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Very good. We will vote as moved. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Item 5.1 is approved. Item 5.2 is consider approval of the 2022-23 one-time augmentation pay for all current monthly salaried and hourly employees, excluding the president, CEO, chief business officer, executive director. One-time augmentation pay is equivalent to 4% of the annual base salary for monthly salaried employees and 4% of the annual earnable compensation for current hourly employees. Is there any additional information that we need to know prior to a vote?
I would like to share that, as you know, we're performance-based in large part, and this last year has demonstrated excellent performance.
Stellar.
Pardon me?
Stellar.
Stellar. Not only on behalf of the executive director, but all of the staff at every level has actually done their part and more to help deliver the very best outcomes that we've seen yet. I mean, we're really on a wonderful, wonderful journey to delivering the most excellent, I believe, education that is available to our students. They're flourishing, they're doing wonderful things, and I believe our staff is working very hard. As you know, there's been one-time monies that have come down this year from Sacramento, and we believe that it is a prudent decision. We're not jeopardizing our financial situation at all by recognizing the efforts through this augmentation. So I strongly recommend that that the board approve it.
Okay, I couldn't agree more. I wish we could do more. I'm just so very proud to be part of the organization. People work so hard, and this is just a small portion of our respect for their hard work. They definitely have earned this.
And we I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We acknowledge, after hearing, that by no means have we reached the end of a journey. We're in the process of assuring that we have services available to students that are in need of an alternative setting. And so we're trying to be sure to make ourselves available where appropriate. And we have several projects that we'll be sharing with you in June and also in the fall going forward that are very exciting and very innovative. So we aren't resting on our laurels by any means.
Great. Thank you. Okay, do I have a motion to approve item 5.2?
I strongly support that motion.
Okay, good. Thank you. May I have a second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Okay. Any further discussion or comments before vote? Very well. We now vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much, Board, on behalf of the staff.
Very pleased to do so. Item 6.0, action items for the Odeo Charter School. Consider approval for the Dashboard Alternative School Status, the DAS application. Tim, is there a report for item 6.1.1?
Yes, Admiral Herring. Every 3 years, our schools have to reapply for the Dashboard Alternative School Status application with the state. So we have included our application on page 3 through 14. The criteria requires 70% of your kids qualify for one of the high-risk categories. For Odeo, it's 75.8%, so they're well above the threshold for another three-year term for DAS. Thank you.
Okay. That's amazing. 75% are in that category. Just shows you how important what you do every day is for our society going forward, especially in the local area. Do I have any discussion prior to approval? No. May I have a motion to approve item 6.1.1?
Motion to approve.
May I have a second, please?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. We'll now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Moving on to item 6.1.2, review the April revised preliminary operating budget assumptions for SY22-23 and consider approval of the April revised operational budget for SY22 and 23. Lynn, do you have a report for item 6.1.2, please?
Yes, thank you, sir. These revisions, the April revised operational budget, incorporate the actual P280A generated by the Odeo Charter School, which is 416 ADA, as well as to incorporate the 4% augmentation pay and the total augmentation pay, including the fixed charges specific for the charter school, is $151,578.
Thank you. Okay. Very good. Any discussion? Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. Morton.
Thank you, Tim. We now have a roll call vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Item 6.2, the Charter School of San Diego Charter School. And again, this is 6.2.1, consider approval of the Dashboard Alternative School Status application. And Tim, we have an update on the Charter School of San Diego's DAS.
Yes, Admiral Herring. The same application, similar to Odeo, CSSD is up for renewal for their DAS status. Their goal is 70% or above, and their student population falls about 78.5% within the high-risk student categories. So they're well above the threshold to reapply for the status. Thank you.
Amazing. Do I have any discussions?
I would only like to share, if I may, that because we have these high numbers in this, these special categories, it's a perfect fit with the design of our program. And from the very beginning, 30 years ago, when we first decided to embark on this journey, it was to focus on the academic life of our students. So I think part of our success is that that is what we're about, strictly academics. And there'll be a policy coming forward in the near future, I believe in June, which will clearly, even more clearly articulate that that is our main purpose and that is what we continue to focus on. And I think our great success is that that's what our students are looking for and the families, and that that's what the teachers are especially trained to deliver. That's all. Thank you.
Agreed. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve item 6.2.1?
Do you have your motion to approve?
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Very well. We now conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Good. Motion passes. Moving on to item 6.2.2, review the April revised preliminary operating budget assumptions, SY22-23, and consider approval of the April revised operating budget for SY22-23. Lynn, may I have a report on that as well?
Yes, thank you, sir. Operational budget for the Charter School of San Diego is being revised to incorporate the actual P2 generated by the school, which is 1,557, as well as to incorporate the 4% augmentation pay, which is equivalent to $488,132 with the fixed charges calculated. Thank you.
John.
Okay. Any discussion?
No, but I would like to thank the finance department, Lynn, and all the people there that helped get through all the data necessary to make this possible.
Yeah. A lot goes into those few pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
May I have a motion to approve item 6.2.2?
You have a motion to approve.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we will now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
And Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on, 7.0, which is board announcements and comments from time to time. The board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are for information in nature or no action. Are there any questions or comments that members of the board would like to make? No? I would like to commend Mary and the staff for their efforts that were recently published. They had the opportunity to visit or have the some Ukrainian efforts visit, and they gave a presentation. I think you got a lot of press and PR on that piece in your LinkedIn post. So if members are there reposting that, certainly helps to get it through the network. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Do you have anything, Mary?
No, nothing.
Okay, good.
Appreciate it. There's lots to share, but we'll share it in the June meeting. Many of our students have met some wonderful successes, but that'll all come in June. Thank you so much, everyone, for making yourself available today.
Very well. Then we move on to the adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved, Tim Morton.
Being second.
In a second, we have a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Thank you. Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Right on time, folks. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.